get enough of that brotherly love. We are offended, but you should still listen to that other podcast. The Super Brophy Brothers Podcast.
Podcast 108. Think it's going to be pretty great.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Want to write a comic?
Yeah, man.
I have a comic here.
It's good.
It's about video games.
Oh, shit. Shit.
So.
That's crazy.
It's not really about a specific video game.
Uh-huh.
It's about a video game trope. Tried and true tropes.
Word.
So I think that you're playing a shooty game. Bang, shoot, 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 bang. One of them?
Call of Battlefield.
Something like that.
That type of game.
Maybe some sort of James Bond shit.
Uh-huh.
You're having a gunfight with some with a henchman, and you shoot him, and then he says,
"Is this like in game? What's happening?"
Yeah, it's like, you know, Penny Arcade style, but it's like your character.
Okay. In-game. But would he look like me, but like also like a soldier or something?
Yeah, it could be. I mean, it doesn't have to be Modern Warfare.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather it be. If it doesn't ruin the joke, I'd rather it be a more interesting game.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather it be, like, Uncharted or something.
So, you shoot this guy, and he says, "Good show, sir. You have veritably shot me. With my dying breath, I shall hurl myself over this banister for your amusement." And then he does that. And then you just say, "Heh, awesome."
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, so we need to discuss, like, what it's going to look like visually.
Yeah, I don't know if maybe this needs a fourth panel.
It might.
Right now I just have panel one's gunfight, panel two is him talking, and panel three is him falling off the banister, and you saying awesome.
Yeah, I think it needs to be four, because I think you need to have a full panel for him jumping off, and then a full panel for my reaction. Or else it's like too, it feels too compacted in the end for me.
Yeah, okay. Change all. So I imagine you're like taking crate.
What?
I imagine that you're taking crate behind a cover. Something like that.
Like, I mean, that would make it pretty clear. I mean, I guess the one thing we need to be thinking about is to make it clear that this is a video game.
Yeah.
So I don't know if me taking cover behind a crate is enough.
You can have a health meter.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't really like that, though.
I'm sure there's something video gamey that we can put in there that would be like...
Yeah, because cool. All the new shooters don't have health meters. They have fucking, you know...
Blood on the screen.
Or fades gray or whatever, like...
I imagine like maybe you're pinned down under by cover, you're in cover and you're pinned down and you're like blind firing. Maybe one of the bullets hits him.
Uh-huh.
That's an idea.
Sure. But it's just me against one guy.
I feel like the only way that it really works. I don't know what another person would do.
Yeah, I mean it wouldn't really
I mean, like, there could be someone else you just kill, but I don't know what purpose that serves.
Maybe there's, like, a bunch of bad guys' corpses lying around, and...
Like, he's the last one.
Yeah, he's the last one, and in panel one, it's, like, in most FPSs, like, the screen has gotten, like, bloodshot, or, like, it's fading to gray like an Uncharted, and it's, like, I'm blind firing because I'm gonna die, but then I win, or something.
We might want...
I don't know if that's just going to look weird.
If that's I don't know if that'll Because we have to remember that our audience is not 100% people who read video game webcomics or play video games.
That's
so
true.
So there might be, we might want to do something just slightly more obvious to have it be a video game. Like maybe some sort of like something about your character or some sort of UI or...
Yeah.
Like what's I mean, I guess video games are realistic now, so there's not necessarily one thing that you could just look at and know something is a video game.
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple of things. We could have, like, something displaying how much ammo I have, or, like, a crosshair for where I'm shooting, or...
I feel like there's a way for this to be funny, this, like, thing.
It is. Yeah, there is a way for it to be funny. Because this is another chance for us to make fun of video games.
What if you just... What if you have, like, a bulge in your pants and it says Dong Mod on it?
No. No.
You know, like, Dong Mod?
No. That doesn't even say that it's a video game. That just says fucking weird.
It's a Dong Mod.
I get that. But nobody's gonna... Like, it doesn't fix the problem you just discussed. That it's not gonna help people understand a video game for people who don't play video games, they're just going to be really confused.
You don't think they know about dong mods?
I don't think they do. I think that's something that also exists in real life, so... I don't know. I don't think it's a good idea. Also, I don't want people to be focusing on the penis in this comic. There's a time and a place.
Well, you know what? Might be just a good way just to make this... If we just made this a kind of a more... Either like a sci-fi shooter or a fantasy shooter or... Some sort of like thing that is not realistic.
So the one way we could make it really obvious is if we make it take place after a very specific game. So like if it's recognizably, say, Mass Effect, that's a very recognizable game. So people would know from that.
Well, this is also making
fun. It's a trope, yeah.
Well, it's making fun of something that only happens in specific games, which is that no matter how you kill somebody, there's a scripted sequence for them to fall over the banister, which I feel like...
Yeah, that's also kind of an old thing. That doesn't really happen a lot anymore, because most games have ragdoll now.
Yeah.
People will fall over shit, but it won't be like a scripted event. It'll be like a funny random thing.
Yeah, it's a little bit... I guess it could be a little bit outdated, but I feel like... Is it like James Bond games that are especially guilty? Like, I can't place which games have do it and which games...
James Bond games have definitely done it. I mean, like, GoldenEye had awesome scripted events for people getting shot, like the guy doing the ass dance.
Yeah.
But, I don't know.
For anyone who's not familiar, we used to play GoldenEye, and we would sneak around behind guards and shoot them in the butt cheek, and they grabbed their butt cheek, and they started dancing around.
I remember it was, like, an art, though, to get them to do it, because you had to, like, hit them in a very specific spot in their butt.
Yeah, and I don't think it always happened.
Yeah, I guess we probably thought it was a specific spot, but it was actually just like a dice roll to see if it would happen.
It's hard to say, but we got a lot of kicks out of that back in the day, the golden years. But
I love how shooting somebody in that game just caused like a little red splotch to appear. That was their blood effect. It's beautiful.
What if you're an alien or something?
Why would I be an alien?
I don't know, just like saying...
There aren't any games where you play as an alien, though. This is getting away from being recognizable.
It's racial.
Unless you want to make a comic about fucking... What's it called? I already forgot the name of it, because it was so forgettable. What's the game where you're an alien? Where you, like...
Oh.
You take over people's bodies?
Crypto.
No.
Destroy all humans.
Destroy all humans, there you go. That was a game that looked fun, and then I never... actually played it.
It's a game that was fun for about an hour.
15 minutes. Yeah. That's what it looked like. So you don't want to, like, maybe switch the joke to something about, like, ragdoll death? I don't know if that could be as funny. I don't think it could be.
No.
Yeah.
No. Because... No.
There must be games that have, like, scripted deaths still. Right?
Probably, but I don't think we should go with a specific game.
Yeah. So the issue with this joke is now that we've thought about it is that it's kind of an old school gaming joke now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, old school so far, it's probably, like, not something that's really happened in
so maybe,
4 or 5 years.
Maybe it's not that big of a deal to have a more old school UI, then.
That's true. I could see that. Some of the old school UIs, like GoldenEye had the thing with the health and armor on the sides of the screen.
Maybe you just have Zelda hearts and a magic meter.
I could. I don't know if that's going to mislead people. It depends on if we want to go straight for a joke with that, or if we want to make it a stronger setup. As I think using a more traditional shooter UI would be...
It might be kind of funny if we just put, like, UI from a bunch of different games. Like, maybe you have, like, the item box from Super Mario World, like, up above. It's like you're saving a mushroom.
I think if we have this UI, we should probably only have it in the first panel, though.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it doesn't need to be in all the panels. Then it would just be overkill, probably.
Yeah. And you can do the crosshair, too, if you want.
Yeah. So, in panel two, is he, like, yelling from where he is?
Yeah, he's, like...
Because, like, we're not close together.
Yeah, he's, like, up... He's, like, far away and up above on a banister.
Okay. I don't know. I'm not sure if I like the blind fire thing as much. I think that might get confusing. I think I should just be shooting at him.
I guess the reason that appealed to me is that then you get to see the front of him and the front of you. As opposed to trying to, like, draw the firefight from the side.
That's true. I mean, yeah, I like the reason I like showing it from behind the cover is because then it's still like the game's perspective.
Yeah,
like
it's
like game camera.
But if you're not blind firing, then it's kind of we're looking at your back.
That's true. That's a good point. Okay, I guess I could be blind firing.
So I don't think I think maybe in panel one you're just shooting at each other, and then in panel two he already is shot.
Yeah.
Okay. So just, like, shot somewhere in the torso and bleeding?
Yeah. I could do, I was thinking about doing different size panels for this one. To make it more like a game screen.
Widescreen shits?
Yeah, but then... I guess it could be like it could read from top to bottom, like the panels could go down.
You're thinking of making all the panels wider?
Maybe.
Because I feel like
I guess I wouldn't have to.
Yeah, because the vertical layout is also kind of good for having you and someone above you and someone who's falling.
Yeah, that's true.
And I imagine you could have him like. In three, I think in three he's, like, in midair, and I think he could have a pretty funny, like, falling pose.
And sound.
Yeah, he could probably be yelling.
Yeah.
Wah. Wah.
Is this, like, too much, like, no, probably not. It's making me think of the Uncharted comic that Matt Panarchy did, where he's writing the letter.
That's making a very different and very specific point about the fact that Nathan Drake kills this dude who has a family in cold blood for no apparent reason.
I love that comic.
But, like, that still mystifies me that was in the game.
What, that you could pull people off of ledges?
Well, specifically, that wasn't that like a museum guard that you just, like, absolutely murder?
Oh, yeah, but they make it seem like maybe he didn't die because he threw him into, like, water down below.
No, he died. It was, like, 1,000 feet, at least.
I remember hearing something like, if you look down, you could see him swimming away or something.
Really?
I don't know.
That's absurd. Because it's like a rocky cliff.
Either I heard that or somebody said that as a joke. But
one of the two. So either it's real or no. One or the other.
But yeah, that is pretty funny,
but no, it's different.
Yeah, this is different enough.
Because I think anyone who's like played an FPS before, you know, of the last generation at least, has seen this ridiculous thing where you shoot someone in the head and they go, ah! Like they're still like yelling even though you shot them in the head or something. And they like
yeah, I love that.
And they just like for no physical reason they just fly over the banister.
Yeah.
It's like, shouldn't I have shot you backwards? when I shoot you.
Would this be funnier if the guy's bullet wound is in his head?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe it's...
That would make it more clear that it's a video game.
Yeah, maybe he has two bullet wounds. One in his head and one in his like gut.
Yeah.
Let's plan out the UI elements. Do you want to do, like, Zelda?
There's a lot of things to think about. Do you want to have, like, instead of three hearts, you could have three of something else? Like a different object? Like, three...
Well, I feel like the idea is that you could just lift these from, like, Super Nintendo games.
Oh, directly?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind. I think that would be kind of cool.
I won't get in trouble?
No.
Okay.
It's like Zelda Hearts and Magic Meter.
From the old Zeldas?
Yeah, you could use Super Nintendo.
Remember, we can't put too much UI there because we don't want to block the action too much.
Yeah.
So do you think we need the magic meter?
I think that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be that big.
Should the item box have an item in it? Should it have, like, the Tanuki Cat?
The leaf.
Or the leaf.
The mushroom would be more recognizable, but I don't mind going with either way. Or a fire flower.
Yeah, I think mushroom is too recognizable. I think the leaf is good.
Okay. And we could have like a speedometer, like it's a racing game.
should I find a speedometer from a game, or should I just make one?
Yeah, you could. Probably save you some time.
Yeah, making a speedometer doesn't sound very fun to me.
No. Should. Maybe, like...
I don't know if we need more than that. Maybe one more thing.
Let's see, so that's...
It's like for each corner.
Yeah, so that's, like, the bottom right corner, the upper left, and the top.
Yeah.
Anyone have a crosshair?
Yeah, that'd probably be... Well, if you're blind firing, there wouldn't be a crosshair.
Well, there might be, like, a circular reticule.
Yeah. Is it a reticule or a reticle?
I don't know. You're not going to have to spell it, so.
It's true. I don't know if we need anything beyond that.
Okay. I just want to look at the Star Fox UI, see if there's, like, maybe something that would be cooler than a speedometer.
Star Fox UI. I guess it had the health bar with the rainbow colors and the rings and the score.
Smart bombs. Ships.
Smart bomb. Yeah.
No, there's no speedometer type thing. I mean,
none of these things really reference an actual shooter except for the reticle.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
It's a pretty good. No, I think we're good.
So, yeah, that's good. So we need to figure out what the setting is and what the characters are going to look like. Because there's a couple ways we could go about it. Like, one is we could try to make it look like me. Or we could just try to make him look like an amalgamation of all the crazy bullshit soldier gear from different games.
Well, I think the fact... I kind of like it being you, because I feel like the joke is kind of like the game designers put in this animation for your amusement. And, like, the joke is that it actually did amuse you. Like, you thought it was really awesome.
Yeah. I think in two, it should be close up of the guy I shot. So that way you could really get that he got shot in the head, and you could like see him just like talking. Like I think that'd be funny.
Yeah. Okay.
Then in three, it comes back out
he's
to
kind
him.
Of, he's kind of jumping off.
Yeah, and I'm still like behind cover, I guess. Or I could just be standing there watching him. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, you could be peeking above the cover.
Yeah.
And then I think four is just like on your face.
Yeah. Maybe I'm still behind the cover.
I think you're, like, you're standing up now because it's safe.
Yeah.
But, like, maybe your waist is obstructed.
Okay.
So did you decide to give romance a thumbs up? I thought you didn't want to do that.
Well, see, when I went to do that, I didn't write down what we were going to do in that panel.
Uh-huh.
So I couldn't remember if I thought of something different. But when I drew him normally, like, just standing there, it wasn't enough. So I put the thumbs up in and actually ended up really liking it.
All right, cool.
So you were right about that. Okay. See, a lot of times like, this is an instance where I'm writing things down, because a lot of times I think, like, oh, I'll definitely remember this, and then I don't remember what I'm doing. So.
See, I do remember, and then I'm like, oh, Eli didn't remember.
Yeah. So how you want me to be looking in this?
I think, like, spy and evil henchmen is, like, a pretty solid way to go.
Yeah, especially since this kind of shit happens in James Bond games. Like, that's, like, a...
Yeah.
That'll remind people.
So, I don't know if we want to, like, straight say this is James Bond, or if we want to just have, like, kind of be reminiscent.
That's true. I mean, we could just have me in a tux. Like, that would be pretty much James Bond, recognizably.
Well, we could also make it, like, not too distant future, like, slightly sci-fi.
Yeah. Like a Deus Ex or something.
But if he just looks like a good generic henchman, it'll be funny that he's speaking fancy talk and stuff. He's also doing you a favor.
Yeah. Well, we need to actually figure out what a henchman looks like. Are you just typing in henchman to Google Images?
You know me all too well. I feel like, No One Lives Forever probably has, like, a good henchman.
No One Lives Forever?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's a game.
Oh, is that the game where you play as the spy chick?
Yeah.
That was a good game.
Yep. Well, I think we played number two, but yes,
we did.
It was good.
It was very funny. I remember fighting mimes in that game. That's all I really remember fighting. There probably were normal enemies.
I think so.
It's hot. It just got really hot in my room. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah, it did.
Ew.
Okay, this is like a good look. I found this video that's the best henchman conversations from No One Lives Forever, and like, it's kind of like almost, it's like Dr. Evil stuff. It's like they have jumpsuits and helmets. They just like.
Well, yeah, I was thinking a jumpsuit, like a big camo jumpsuit, is pretty typical.
Here, jump to 450 in this video.
Okay.
And obviously, don't like do that costume, but that's inspiration.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's really Dr. Evil-y.
So it could be like a little bit more.
A jumpsuit would definitely be a very. It could be more serious.
Yeah, like, it could be a little bit more
not
serious.
Not as parody-y.
Because No One Lives Forever is kind of in the same vein as like Austin Powers. So we probably want it to be a little bit more on the James Bond side. But it wouldn't hurt to be a little bit of a ridiculous outfit.
I mean, some of those old James Bond movies are fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
If you actually watch them, so.
So, it can be a little ridiculous.
So you think I should just be dressed up like a James Bond type of thing?
Maybe you have, like, a different, like, silly spy outfit. Like, not a tuxedo, but, like, a fucking...
I'm trying to think of what a silly spy outfit is.
Maybe you have, like...
I mean, James Bond doesn't always wear tuxes. He wears, like, sometimes he wears, like, a collared shirt, like a short shirt, and like some slacks.
You know, a sleeveless a vest with nothing underneath.
Then I'll just look like an action hero more than a spy, I think.
Yeah.
Because that's like showing off my muscles.
What if you're wearing one of those T-shirts that looks like it's a tuxedo?
No, I think that's too much.
Yeah.
I think I should actually look like I'm in a game.
Yeah. I don't know, I'm not extremely particular about... Like, I don't know.
I mean... See, I want to do certain things to my character, but that would just make him unrecognizable.
Yeah.
Like, I almost just want to go Max Payne with it and have him be bald with a beard.
Yeah, that kind of
I'm wearing like a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, no. It's not a good idea. I guess a tuxedo is fine.
Yeah. I don't know, between tuxedo and like a like nice pants and like a short sleeve collar shirt, I think I might like the collar shirt better. Because a tuxedo is almost too overstated to me. But like a nice shirt shows that I'm still looking good. So I'm clearly not like a soldier. I'm like a guy.
Yeah. If that's how you want to take it.
Yeah. So that's fine. I can do that. I'm wondering, I guess I'll have like a holster also.
Maybe you have a holstered pistol, but you're shooting with a machine gun.
I know what I could do. I could have it like I'm wearing a tuxedo shirt and I have like my bow ties untied and like hanging down.
Okay.
Like I got in some shit. But I was wearing a tuxedo.
Okay. Of course. Okay.
I have to write that down.
Maybe you were being ravaged by a female spy.
Maybe like the first two buttons are undone, and I have like lipstick on my shirt.
Oh. Huh.
Just like a little side thing.
Okay.
Is my hair different, or is that just gonna make it impossible to recognize me? Because my hair in the comic is not very James Bondy.
It could look a little bit better. A little bit, yeah. You're more suave.
I think I'll still be pretty recognizable if my hair, like, even if my hair is, like a little bit shorter and, like, combed.
Yeah.
I think I'd still be recognizable because my hair color would be the same.
And you're one of the two main characters of the comic strip.
Yeah, I think it'll be fine.
Okay.
Cool.
Well, we did it, I guess.
Well, we didn't totally do it yet.
Oh.
Because I still need to figure out what the environment is. It could be, like, a... I don't know. What could it be?
I mean, I'm just kind of imagining, like...
I'm thinking, like...
kind of industrial-looking place with crates and stuff.
Like a factory?
Yeah, like factory-esque or secret hideout-esque. It's not... I don't think it's vitally important.
Okay, I'll go with the secret hideout. Okay, now it's done, I think.
Cool. You like what he says?
Yeah. I think maybe he does like a, well, I guess you don't get the moment where he jumps over, because I think it would be funny if he did like a, huh, like, you know what I'm saying?
Like
he made a little sound when he jumped over, but I guess doesn't really
fit. Well, I feel like they usually like throw their bodies against the banister and they like seesaw over.
Yeah, it tends to happen.
So if you wanted to have an extra panel of him like, kind of like balancing on the... like some motion lines where he's like being flipped over the banister. You could do that, but then you have to do five panels.
Yeah, I don't want to do five panels. Wait, did we decide that the panels were going to be different sizes?
I don't think so.
Okay, yeah, I don't think I actually want to do that. It's probably better to just not do that.
Just do it in the pooper.
Yep. I sure will.
Okay.
Alrighty then.
It's not every day that we write a comic, but some days we do. Today was one of those days.
Sure was.
Hey.
Send us an email, asshole.
You're just listening there. You're sitting there. You got a smartphone, maybe, and or a smart computer with email take. Technicalities and capabilities.
Technicalities.
Why do you shell out your hard-earned dollar signs for this motherfucking technology if you're not even going to email us?
Yeah.
Think about that and see if it makes any sense.
Maybe spend one less minute on Facebook and, like, email us instead.
You know, just tell us anything.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be pertinent. We get so few emails that we'll settle for anything whatsoever.
Pretty much. I would read anything that would be sent to us at this point. That excludes, though, my friends trying to be funny. because I don't give a shit if my friends email me because they already know about the comic. I want people who I don't know to show interest.
And I want people who I do know to become people I don't know. Burn.
All right. Also, remember to check out the Tumblr I started, supbrobo.tumblr.com.
We're going to do that? We're going to do that every week now?
Well, I want to, when it's starting out, because I only have two followers, and one of them is Gabby, so I want more people to follow it, because I feel
hold up.
It would be a good thing.
Are those... How do you know who the followers are?
It says it in the, if you log in and go to the tab for our Tumblr, it'll say how many followers we have.
So you're following the droid guy, right?
Yeah, I'm following the droid guy. If he was following us, I'd be pretty flattered.
If he was the only person.
Yeah, I'd be like, well, that's a good first get.
Because it's very confusing when there's just a section on the page that says following.
Yeah, it doesn't say which way that goes.
It's like, following? So we're following them or they're following us? What the fuck does that mean?
Yeah. I don't know. But, I mean, I'm going to be posting things on there, like, often. And I see, the main reason I want people to follow it is because this is a way to get me to, like, make new stuff and post it. And I'm not going to be as motivated to do it if less people are following. So the more people that follow it, the more stuff I'll make. So think about that.
I mean, it's not the end of the world, because we could always do an extra comic, you know?
No, but I'm not going to be making something... I'm not going to be putting something on the Tumblr. Usually that's going to be 3 or 4 hours of work. I'm going to be putting something on there that was 20 minutes.
Oh, okay.
I'm doing little sketches. And then, like, occasionally I'll put, like a big personal project on there.
I see how it is.
Right now, I've just been posting old stuff because I have a lot of old stuff. But I'm going to start posting things that I make. So.
So it is.
Yep. Is that the song that's taking us out this week?
No, that's the song that I just sang.
Alright, well, let's get to the real song, and I'll see you guys next time.
The real song's already been playing.
Well, it's gonna kick in right about meow.
No, it already kicked in a while ago.
It's gonna kick in right about meow.
Bye.